Some of them have been bishops or rulers, or else have been famous for their rank and knowledge. Now all are equal, and no one is higher or lower than any other. I see them in the gardens with the hoe, in the meadows with fork and rake, in the forests with the axe. When I remember what they have been, and consider their present condition and work, their poor and ill-made clothes, my heart tells me that they are not the dull and speechless beings they seem, but that their life is hid with Christ in the heavens. Farewell. God willing, on the next Sunday after Ascension Day, I too shall put on the armor of my profession as a monk. End of chapter 15. Read by Kara Schallenberg on March 28, 2007, in Oceanside, California.